Funding for this program has been provided in part by the listener members of the Classical Network. Make a donation today at wwfm.org. Thank you for supporting the Classical Network. Greetings, and welcome to The Lost Chord, a weekly program of unusual and neglected repertoire. I'm Ross Amico, and I sincerely hope you'll stay with me for the next hour as we listen to musical evocations of Odysseus's homeward journey. Home Sweet Homer is what we call this week's program. We have what I think is a very satisfying telling of Odysseus' return by Benjamin Britten. That's coming up in just a short while. Odysseus, of course, is one of the heroes of the Trojan War, waylaid time and again upon his homeward journey by Poseidon and the frailties of his own men. He comes up against angry gods, man-eating sirens, amorous enchantresses, a hungry cyclops, and any number of other obstacles. German composer Ernst Behe lived from 1880 to 1938, and I'll spell his name since it's difficult to make out when spoken, Boehe, almost totally forgotten, which makes a pair of releases of his music on the CPO label all the more valuable. Behe was more widely recognized, if at all, for his contributions as a conductor. For 18 years, he was music director of the State Symphony Orchestra for the Palatinate and the Saarland, which went on to become today's Rhineland-Pfalz State Philharmonic. He composed music on a dizzyingly large scale. Behe wrote four symphonic poems, collectively titled From Odysseus's Voyages. The one that'll fit this hour and allow time for the Breton is the first of these, titled Departure and Shipwreck. Here's Behe's own orchestra, the Rhineland-Pfalz State Philharmonic, conducted by Werner Andreas Albert. Thank you.
Thank you.
part of a cycle of four symphonic poems, collectively titled From Odysseus's Voyages, written between 1902 and 1905. That was called Departure and Shipwreck, and music of Ernst Boehe, B-O-E-H-E, one-time music director of the orchestra we just heard. The Rhineland Pfalz State Philharmonic was conducted by Werner Andreas Albert, a recording on the CPO label. Musical evocations of Odysseus's homeward journey this week. Home Sweet Homer, you're listening to The Lost Chord. In 1943, Benjamin Britten composed music for a radio play by Edward Sackville West called The Rescue of Penelope. This was fashioned into a concert version by other hands, Chris D'Souza with the assistance of Donald Mitchell and Colin Matthews, and given a fine recording for the Arado label back in 1995. The narrator is Dame Janet Baker. We hear vocal soloists, to be identified on the other side, and the Halle Orchestra, conducted by Kent Nagano. Benjamin Britten's The Rescue of Penelope.
Since I, Athene of the Shining Spear, called also Savior of Cities, watched Troy fall to dust. After 10 years of war, their task accomplished, noble Menelaus avenged, the men of Greece sailed back. Yet not all reached their homes, for Poseidon, the earthshaker, the implacable, thinking they held his power of too little account, hurled their stout ships on rocky shores. Odysseus, lord of sea-girt Ithaca, for 18 years he has not seen the face of home, nor his fair wife, white-armed Penelope. Still, the island, its men and women, have fallen victims to the gradual oppressor. Neighbors, insidious as they are greedy, batten upon Odysseus' lands and upon his people, and lately upon his wife. Thank you. Gradually, little by very little, neighbors tightened their hold on Ithaca and on its men and women and children. Their weapons are agony and humiliation, ordeals hard to bear. Children have died of want. Daughters have been sent to the palace to wait on the usurpers and sleep with them, telling each drunken swine how great-hearted he is, how handsome, how skillful with the bow. Great house, his house, what a blaze! Those scroungers burn enough torches in one night to light the whole island for a month. Penelope, your guests are angry. Their patience is at an end. You must choose. Some trust in an end of grief. They watch by day and by night in hope of Odysseus' return, never permitting despair to overwhelm their hearts. Their eyes are open into every wind for a first sight of his sail and the black hull of his ship. The rain will come soon. That will be the sign that Poseidon's anger is spent. Be patient a little longer, citizens of Ithaca. The rain is coming. Then you will know that Odysseus is here, though it may be a little time before he discloses himself to you, planning the great day of rescue for Ithaca and retribution for the men who have woven you days, months, years of toil and grief. Your prayer is answered, Penelope. The great cloud has broken. Penelope, do you hear? Hermes, the messenger, has come. Mm-hmm. careful now, mariners of Phaeacia. He is not to waken until you have placed him in the cave of the Naiads, and the godlike Odysseus is at last brought home. Long-suffering Odysseus, down there, swept by Apollo's golden curls, clear, shining Ithaca awaits your greeting. Penelope's love has grown with the pressure put upon her to lay it aside. And still she withstands, bearing as she does your image ever in her heart. Things remain to do. The occasion is not yet ripe. I can see, lit by the flame I have kindled, the death each one will die at your hands. You will not await my signal for very long, only until your son returns. Not that he or anyone else will recognize you at once. For a little while, you will look like an old man. Listen, the voices of the gods beckon you from the spring in the mountains.
To the shining hill above the
here, Odysseus, is my crook to help you walk. Only those who run get caught by thorns. Believe in yourself, and all will be well. Such is my word. Keep it in your heart.
Bide the time.
Bide the time.
Athene, rise to the edge of night and discover, dim in the rose-pale dawn, the home of the swineherd Eumaeus, stalwart in friendship. Gold-eyed, swarthy Odysseus waits for my spear to be lowered. When I see the sorrow of mortal Odysseus, I am remorseful almost, and fall to silence, heeding his spirit. I would show myself for consolation, yet will remain unseen. The hour is so near. Eumaeus shall unwind my present thread. For see, he comes now, loping tall between the oak trees, the fire of Apollo's eyes dappling his rugged face and breast. Look behind you, Eumaeus. Up over the fallen pine beyond the spring, I see the raised arms, the tall, slim body of a youth, Telemachus. Loud the spring sounds all of a sudden. It might almost be a voice. Hermes!
Scatter the fleeted dawn of starlight words. Keep to the right of you, keep the left of you. Enemies put out a leg to trip you, a hand to grasp you, one arm to clasp you. And be of the tree, the scudding cloud. Go and be born.
Go and die from the pass of the god.
Be as I am, heartless, an addled head, a curving mouth of deceit, the face of loaded dice, leave no room for others' thoughts. Be the same as ever you were, go.
Watch the shadow on the wall. Look not behind you at the stranger. Watch the shadow of his head and hand. He that was old is young. The shadow head is changing. Now, Telemachus, Apollo draws for you the head of long-suffering Odysseus. Gather your arm down this slippery path. There it is before you. Your house, your home, rising tier after tier like a lifted face against the evening's violet disk. Now dying his daily death, Apollo sheds his blood on the broad steppe. Thank you. soon it will be dark. When this night of nights is done, you shall have restored to the god the blood he gave, and the stream will have flowed back through the lofty door. Listen, lords of Ithaca, divine my meaning. Who is it that wears the clothing of night on the body of day, that comes to every man's door as to his own? You cannot find the answer in your minds? Behold, then, over there, between the wide-flung doors. An old, old man. Bent double. Dragging on the arm of Eumaeus, the tall swineherd. Rags vile and filthy flutter round his trembling limbs. On he comes, still nearer. His eyelids are hard like fingernails. Are you afraid of an old man? Whoso shall have strength to draw the great bow of Odysseus and shoot an arrow, his will Penelope be. Odysseus holds the gigantic bow like an instrument of music, the curved mouth of Apollo himself. Odysseus, draw the bow. Hark at that, a traitor died then. Deeds, great Odysseus, deeds are hacking to shreds Penelope's prison. Years vanish off him like snow in the warmth of a fire, clear purpose shining in his face. Soon you will be free, Penelope. Death has come to this house, death with a dozen faces. The bow, Apollo's mouth, those perfect lips have smiled at last. Odysseus has put off his disguise and confronts the enemies of Ithaca in all his pride and strength. Odysseus, strike again! Now there is silence, a silence of stealthy footfalls. The last torch has guttered and gone out. The dawn held back at my command. Thank you. Penelope, the hands of Odysseus have freed you and this house and Ithaca from a sordid curse. Let it not be told in heaven that your steadfastness was in vain. Athene calls on Hermes.
O flower of the sun, bring death to doubt, let life fall back again.
Wide-winged Artemis.
O thief of the fates, steal away hearts, comfort and make believe.
Apollo of the golden hair.
O rose of the wind, unfurl the heart seed in the mind's withered palm.
O crown of light, build up the walls, secure the arm and
Odysseus wept as he held his dear and faithful wife, while Penelope clasped her white arms around his neck as if for eternity. Satisfied that they had had their fill of love and sleep, I, Athene of the shining spear, released the horses of dawn that draw the sun heavenwards for men to bring daylight to the world.
Music dating from 1943. That was The Rescue of Penelope by Benjamin Britten. Originally a radio play by Edward Sackville West, arranged into a concert version by Chris D'Souza, with the assistance of Donald Mitchell and Colin Matthews. Dame Janet Baker was the narrator. We've also heard soprano Allison Hagley as Athene, mezzo-soprano Catherine Wynne Jones as Artemis, tenor John Mark Amesley as Hermes, and bass William Daisley as Apollo. The Halle Orchestra was conducted by Kent Nagano. And with Benjamin Britten's The Rescue of Penelope, we come to the conclusion of this week's program. Music inspired by Odysseus's Homeward Journey. Home Sweet Homer. I'm Ross Amico. Thanks very much for joining me for this week's edition of The Lost Chord. Funding for this program has been provided in part by the listener members of the Classical Network. Make a donation today at wwfm.org. Thank you for supporting the Classical Network. For more information on The Lost Chord, recommended recordings, and more, visit my Facebook page and be sure to like me at Classic Ross Amico.